Welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air. My name is Rebecca, and I know that your English will improve today. Do you enjoy going on adventures? Well, I definitely do. Today, we're going to learn about someone else who loves adventures in a lesson called Bear Grylls, Wild Man. Yes, Bear Grylls is a wild man that takes the world into the wild. So, today there are a few things that we are going to discuss, and the first one is born to be wild. What does this mean? Well, don't worry. You are going to find out. And we are going to discuss climbing another mountain. Is this a real mountain or a fake mountain? That's right. You will find out today. So open up your magazines and let's begin.
Bear Grylls, Wild Man. A TV adventurer takes the world into the wild. TV personality Bear Grylls shows you can take the man out of the wild, but it's hard to take the wild out of the man. Born to be wild. The wild was instilled in Grylls at a young age by his adventurous father, a British politician and knight, Sir Michael Grylls, taught his son to climb everything from sea cliffs to London rooftops, while Bear also enrolled in martial arts. Having developed a passion for climbing, Grylls set his sights on Mount Everest, the ultimate climbing challenge.
Hi, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章第一个重点我们看 instill 这个动词。in 这个字首有里面的意思。所以 instill 是指逐渐养成或者是灌输。例如 Tanya's parents instilled a love of music in her when she was little. Tanya 的父母亲在她小的时候就逐渐养成她对音乐的喜爱。或者是 the teacher successfully instilled a passion for learning in his students.这位老师成功地把学习的热情灌输在学生身上。继续我们看的是 enroll 这个动词。en 这个字首有进入的意思，所以 enroll 是指报名、登记或者是加入。例如 Pamela enrolled her daughter in the dance class because her daughter loves dancing. Pamela 帮女儿报名参加舞蹈班，因为女儿非常喜欢跳舞。或者是 the chairman of this golf club enrolled Adam as a member.这家高尔夫球俱乐部的主席吸收 Adam 成为他们的会员。
Climb every mountain, at least Mount Everest.
Yes.
I mean, if you're going to start anywhere, you might as well start with Mount Everest, especially if you're a wild man like Bear Grylls.
That's right. You might as well start with the very tallest mountain.Around. Well, not really, but still. Anyway, friends, we are talking about Bear Grylls, Wild Man, and he is a TV adventurer who takes the world into the wild. An adventurer. That's kind of cool. What do you think that might look like?
He's a TV adventurer.
Mm-hmm.
Right. Oh, well, of course, he's done a lot of things on TV. He's done a lot of adventures on TV.And that, of course, didn't start on TV because he just loves the wild. He loves being out in nature and doing wild things.
Hey, let's talk about that word, the wild, Gabe.
Oh.
Because you've said it a couple times, I've said it, and I think we should just talk about it. The wild, that is just refers to an area in which there really aren't a lot of people who live there. There's a lot of wild life and a lot of nature, but not...A lot of people.
And the animals that are there aren't tame animals. Aren't animals that have interacted with humans a lot. And so they could be quite dangerous if they're animals in the wild. All right.
So, TV adventurer takes the world into the wild. Sounds like he's very adventurous.
Well, Rebecca, I think we have a lot to learn about this guy.
Yeah.
He is a TV personality. We read TV personality Bear Grylls shows you can take the man out of the wild. I like this a lot, okay? You can take the man out of the wild, but it is hard to take the wild out of the man. Do you get what that means, Rebecca? It's kind of cool, isn't it?
Well, yeah, it's actually really cool. So if somebody is born to be wild, it's difficult to take that personality away from him. He will always be wild.
Exactly. Even if he's not in the wild in nature, maybe he's in the city around people and just doing what we all do, but he's always going to be a wild man. You cannot take the wild out of a man like that. He was born to be wild. What does this mean?
Well, if you're born to do something, this means that you do something very well, and it just comes unusually easy for you. So yes, in our lesson, Bear Grylls was born to be wild, but you could also say Sarah was born to sing. And you know, Gabe, you were born to teach.
Rebecca, are you serious? You were born to encourage. Thank you so much for those kind words. But yes, I like the way you used that. Sarah was born to sing. Maybe you know someone who is a very good actor. That person was born to be on stage. Rebecca was born to be a dancer.
And you know something? I do enjoy dancing very much, but it's not time to dance right now. Great example, though. Anyway, we read the wild was instilled in Grylls at a young age by his adventurous father, a British politician and knight. Sir Michael Grylls taught his son to climb everything from sea cliffs to London rooftops, while Bear was also enrolled in martial arts.
That is so cool. I would love to do both of those. Climbing sea cliffs, that is, in nature. London rooftops, of course, not nature, but also very dangerous, and it takes an adventurous person to do that. And we read here, having developed a passion for climbing, Grylls set his sights on Mount Everest, the ultimate climbing challenge. So what does it mean when you set your sights on something? That means that is your goal. That's your final destination. You want to reach that point.
And of course, in our lesson, Grylls set his sights on Mount Everest, meaning that he wanted to climb Mount Everest. But here's another example. I have a friend by the name of Ashley, and she set her sights on getting a job in Hollywood.
No way.
Seriously.
She could work with Ryan Reynolds.
You know, she could do that. I'm not sure that she set her sights on working with Ryan Reynolds.
No, but Ryan Reynolds set his sights on working in Hollywood. Do you remember?
Oh, yeah. So, right. They could work together.
Yes, exactly. And like our friend Campbell, he set his sights on working in Broadway. That is his goal. And friends, yes, Bear Grylls, as you saw, set his sights on climbing Mount Everest. And he did it, too.
That's right. And that is the ultimate climbing challenge. And of course, we're talking about Bear Grylls and how he is a TV adventurer, TV personality. Speaking of all this TV language, what do the guys in the InfoCloud have to say about other TV language?
I have a feeling the guys in the InfoCloud are waiting in the InfoCloud to talk about this now.
Does watching TV make people sound the same? Well, it's an interesting question. If an Australian watches American TV programs, will she start to unconsciously pick up an American accent?
Or if an American watches a lot of British programming, will he eventually start to adopt British speech patterns? The answer is no.
While linguists agree that TV plays a role in spreading new vocabulary and expressions over long distances, it does not affect the way we pronounce words or construct sentences. Moreover, TV does nothing to help us acquire a language.
Years ago, linguists studied a 3-year-old boy named Vincent. Vincent's hearing was perfect, but both his parents were deaf. So to teach Vincent English, his parents sat him down in front of a TV and told him to watch.
Right. Months and years went by. Vincent didn't pick up a single word of English, though his sign language skills were great.
Vincent's story teaches us to acquire meaningful language skills, passive TV viewing won't help. We need live, human-to-human interaction, which involves active engagement.
That's right. So as much as you enjoy watching English movies or even the InfoCloud, your English destiny is ultimately shaped by talking with others face-to-face in English.
很多人会用看电视来提升自己的英文能力，他们认为只要常看英文的影集或电影，英文就会有进步。或许看电视能够帮助提升我们的英文听力，也会让我们学到一些新的单字。但有一个研究显示， 看电视并不能让一个人学会一个语言，它也不会改善我们的发音或组合句子的能力。这是因为看电视是一个 passive 被动的行为，而学语言呢是要有 human-to-human interaction 人与人的互动，那个是 active 主动的。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次再见。
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about Bear Grylls, who is a TV adventurer and a TV personality. He was born to be wild. What were you born to do? Were you born to sing? Were you born to dance? Think about it. Well, Bear Grylls was born to be wild, and he set his sights on climbing Mount Everest. Well, it's time to learn more about Bear Grylls.
Bear Grylls, Wild Man. At 23, he became one of the youngest people to reach its summit after 3 years' service in British Special Forces. Climbing another mountain. Grylls' Everest feat was featured in an advertisement, which gave him a new peak to climb, television. This subsequently led to the Discovery Channel's Man vs. Wild, in which he has climbed, swum, and eaten insects around the world to survive. This 7-season program had a global audience of 1.2 billion and led to many other shows and specials. Most recently, Running Wild shows Grylls taking celebrities such as Kate Winslet and Barack Obama on adventures.
OK， 接下来我们看 feat 这个名词 ，feat 在这里是指壮举或者是英勇事迹。例如 ，the firefighter's feat of saving a baby from a burning house was reported on the news today. 这位消防队员从燃烧的房子中救出婴儿的英勇事迹在今天的新闻中有播报。或者是 Taipei 101 is a remarkable feat of engineering. 台北101是工程技术上的一大壮举。 最后我们看的是 subsequently 这个副词 ，sequ 这个字根有跟随的意思，所以 subsequently 是指随之即来或者是随后。例如 ，After the great success of their first album, wealth and fame came subsequently to the band. 这个乐团在第一张专辑大获成功之后，金钱与名利就紧接着而来。 或者是 after the merger, over 400 employees were laid off subsequently. 合并案成功之后，随即发生的就是将近400名员工被裁员。 And now, let's get back to our teachers.
Thank you, Michelle. Well, let's learn about this adventure of climbing Mount Everest. We read, at 23, he became, he being Bear Grylls, one of the youngest people to reach its summit after 3 years service in British Special Forces. Gabe?
Wow, that is so cool.
Gabe, what's up?
I mean, he's just a normal looking guy, you know? If you look on the cover of your magazine, friends, you don't think this guy in a regular looking shirt is going to climb Mount Everest, but this guy is the wild man, Bear Grylls.
Gabe, hold on for just a moment.
Uh-huh.
He was 23 when he climbed Mount Everest. I think he's much older than 23 here.
Oh, well, I'm not exactly sure how old he is, but 23 is super young to climb Mount Everest.
Well,
yes.
He was one of the youngest people to reach its summit.
And we find out that this was after 3 years in the British Special Forces. So he's already done a lot with his life at that point. Mm-hmm. And we continue here learning about climbing another mountain. Now, we just read this part of the lesson, and so you know that it's not a mountain like Mount Everest. It's another kind of mountain. Grylls' Everest feat was featured in an advertisement which gave him a new peak to climb, television. So, Rebecca, was he climbing a real mountain peak here?
You mean like this?
Yeah. Yeah,
no.
Like the television mountain peak.
No, Gabe. He wasn't literally climbing a mountain. He was climbing the television mountain. And the reason why we call it a mountain, because in the same way it can be difficult to climb a mountain, it was very difficult for him to actually get into the television business.
Well, it could be a challenge, right? Anything could be a challenge. You could call any challenge a mountain. Okay, so we continue here. This subsequently led to the Discovery Channel's Man vs. Wild, in which he has climbed, swum, and eaten insects around the world to survive. Okay, well, before we talk about insects, let's talk about this phrase, led to, or to lead someone to do something. So this subsequently led to the Discovery Channel's Man vs. Wild. Rebecca,
yes.
You have another example.
Well, I just wanted to point out that if something leads to something else, this just means that it causes that thing to happen. So, for example, you could say, reducing speed limits should decrease the number of car accidents on the road, meaning that if you reduce speed limits, this will lead to fewer car accidents. On the road.
Okay, so if everyone drives slower,
yes,
that should lead to fewer accidents.
Yes.
Very good, very good.
Exactly.
This phrase kind of reminds me of my friend Larry.
Oh.
Who is a performer, magician, in fact, and he won a competition in China, and winning that competition led to his further success because he was able to perform with certain celebrities and stars that he really wanted to perform with. So that's kind of how you use this phrase. Think of other ways to use this phrase. And we see this phrase again in this section. Well, now he has climbed mountains and he has swum and eaten insects to survive. Rebecca.
Yeah, yes, Gabe.
Have you ever eaten insects?
Oh, no. There was one time I was at this camp gathering. I was a camp leader. And a bunch of the high schoolers, they wanted me to eat a cricket.
Oh.
A cricket.
Crickets are delicious.
But I refused.
Oh.
I refused to eat the cricket.
It's probably because the cricket wasn't fried. Let me tell you, fried crickets taste like popcorn.
Oh. Mm-hmm. Oh, great. Well, I'm glad that popcorn and fried crickets taste the same.
Yeah. Well.
But anyway, no, I have not eaten insects at this point in time.
Let me tell you, I've known some people to eat cockroaches before.
Oh.
Yeah, someone dipped a dead cockroach into chocolate and said, would anybody like to eat this? This girl I liked at the time in high school, she said, sure. She was kind of an adventurous person. She ate that chocolate-covered cockroach. Rebecca, we didn't go on any dates after that.
Nope.
It ended right there. It ended right there. Nope.
Wow.
Mm-mm.
Okay, Gabe, good to know.
Yeah.
Anyway, in our lesson, we are talking about this Man vs. Wild channel, or the show called Man vs. Wild, and we see this 7-season program had a global audience of 1.2 billion and led to many other shows and specials. Most recently, Running Wild shows grills taking celebrities such as Kate Winslet and Barack Obama on adventures. Let's talk about that phrase, to take someone on an adventure.
Well, if you are an adventurous person, then you can take others on an adventure. Just like Bear Grylls, he's taken Kate Winslet and Barack Obama, and I've seen some of those videos. They're quite interesting to watch. You can look them up, too, friends online. Well, right now it is time for something funny. A review skit about someone eating a cockroach. No, I'm just kidding. That was a joke. Let's enjoy the review skit.
I'm Bear Grylls. Welcome to Man vs. Wild, the show where we climb, swim, and eat insects to survive. Are you ready? This week, we are...
Yes, I'm ready!
Cut, cut! Hey, who are you?
I can't believe it! I finally found you! You're the best!
Why, thank you, but we're filming right now.
I am your biggest fan. I know all about you.
That's great, but...
The wild was instilled in you at a young age by your adventurous father.
Yes, my father, a British politician and knight.
I know, and he taught you to climb everything from sea cliffs to London rooftops.
That's right.
And you enrolled in martial arts. Hi-ya! Oh, sorry. And you developed a passion for climbing.
Yes. I even climbed Mount Everest. Did you know that?
Everybody knows that. You were one of the youngest to reach the summit.
That's right.
And now you have a new peak to climb. Television.
Yes, television. Which reminds me, we're in the middle of a show right now.
Oh, yeah. So, welcome to the show, Man vs. Wild.
Yeah. And remember, you can take the man out of the wild, but it's hard to take
the wild out of the man. Roar!
All right, friends. That is not all for the adventures. We have more about Bear Grylls.
That's right. So we'll see you next time right here on Studio Classroom.